This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hundreds killed, tens of thousands running for their lives. For more than a week now, Israel and Hamas have been battling each other. Israel's launched fierce airstrikes on Gaza. Hamas and other militants have fired thousands of rockets into Israel. This morning, Secretary of State Tony Blinken said Israel has now provided more information on the airstrike that destroyed a Gaza City building used by reporters for this organization, the Associated Press.
It's my understanding that we've received some further information through intelligence channels, and that's not something that I can comment on.
Some big retailers are dumping the mask requirement for fully vaccinated people, and some states are doing the same thing, like New York, beginning tomorrow. But California? Well, not quite yet. Here's our Jennifer King.
California says it won't lift its mask requirement until June 15th. Residents and visitors who are fully vaccinated do not need to wear a mask outdoors unless they're attending a crowded gathering, but must still wear masks indoors unless they're meeting with other vaccinated people. The state health director says that's to give the public and businesses time to prepare and ensure that coronavirus case rates stay low.
Ireland's health system is still struggling to restore its computers and treat patients 4 days after it shut down its entire IT system in response to a cyber attack. Thousands of diagnostic appointments have had to be canceled, as has cancer treatments and surgeries since the ransomware attack on Friday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he opposes a proposal to form an independent bipartisan commission to investigate the deadly January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. This chips away at Republican support ahead of a vote this week in the House. This is AP News. A legendary sports broadcaster is calling it a career. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The play-by-play guy best known for his emphatic call, yes, when someone sinks a basket, is saying no to continuing his career. Marv Albert is retiring. He will end his tenure as a broadcaster after calling the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. When the final buzzer for that series sounds, it will mark the end of a streak that spans nearly 60 years, a big chunk of it covering basketball. He first rose to prominence calling games for the New York Knicks and New York Rangers. Then he brought his talents to the national stage with NBC and Turner. He also has called 8 Super Bowls and 8 Stanley Cup Finals. Albert is 80. He says he'll use his time after retirement to work on his gardening and his ballroom dancing. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is writing a COVID-19 leadership book. His advance, $3.1 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.